Weyburn, the city of Weyburn unveiled long-term plans to develop park space on the former Hague School grounds on Coteau Avenue, including entering a partnership with the Young Fellows Club for the naming rights. Several club members were in attendance for the announcement by Leisure Services Director Andrew Crowe, who noted the Young Fellows are committing to $220,000 for 20-year naming rights, including $200,000 in funds, and $20,000 of in-kind labor for the space, to be named Young Fellows Park. "We are thrilled to partner with the Young Fellows Club of Weyburn on this project," said Crowe. "Their continued dedication to supporting recreational initiatives in our city, particularly with this new park located near the Young Fellows Paddling Pool, will undoubtedly make a lasting impact on our community." The plan is to divide the project into five phases, and the first phase will start next year. Crowe indicated the sign for the Young Fellows will be up shortly, and some of the site work will begin this fall to prepare for the first phase next year. Features of the site will include on-site parking, a pump track, multi-sports field, three ball diamonds for Weyburn Minor Ball, washrooms, a space for a cricket field, asphalt pathways, a picnic area, and a number of shade trees around the western half of the park area. The plans, drawn up by Crosby Hanna and Associates, had the estimated costs broken down by phases, with the note that these numbers are rough estimates only and are not quotes from any contractors. The overall estimated cost was pegged at $2.45 million, and the largest cost was set for the first phase, at around $778,000. The first phase will include removal of the existing parking lot, putting in a new parking lot with gravel surfacing, paving of the primary pathway loop, a concrete plaza at the main entrance, rough grading to ensure proper drainage, turf irrigation, tree planting, and provision of a garbage and recycling bin. Crowe noted the plans were developed following consultation with residents, including 900 responses to a survey of what the community would like to see in the space. "The plans will try and address as many suggestions for the widest possible demographic of residents possible," added Crowe, and he pointed out that as it's spread over 5 years, plans can be altered or added to as the development goes, according to the needs and wishes of the community. "It's a concept plan, so things can be changed as we go," he said, noting it's similar to the master plans the city has for the Tatagua Parkway. "If we notice a change in trends or community needs, the concept plan is flexible." "I'm glad to hear you say that," said Cowan. Jeff Richards, asking about the modified cricket pitch in the plans. Crowe noted they didn't have the space to put in a full-sized cricket field, so it has been modified to fit the space, and is fitting in an east-west direction in the space between the ball diamonds. Noting the Young Fellows also have sponsored the paddling pool across the street, Crowe said, "It will encompass what the club means to the city. We're proud and pleased to work with the city of Weyburn to have the park named after us across from the paddling pool," said Young Fellows member Ray Jarvis. "Our club has always been focused on giving back to the community and creating spaces where families can connect and children can play. This new park will be a fantastic addition to Weyburn, and we're proud to be part of its development," he added. The city of Weyburn will be introducing increases in the water and sewer rates over a period of the next 3 years. "The fees charged for the water and sewer service go towards paying for the costs of operating and upgrading the facilities. The rates are set according to usage volumes, and the size of the water pipes that provide water to a given residence or building. A sample of the cost increases was provided, for a resident with a 5/8 utility service. If the cost as of January 1st of this year totaled $98.49, including the water and sewer base charges and fees based on usage, then that total charge will go to $105.17 on January 1st, 2025. $112.40 on January 1, 2026, and $119.63 on January 1, 2027.